With all this, the revenues were decreased by $132,000, and the expenditures were decreased by $53,143, and it's all because of that pickleball. We thought we were going to get it, and we didn't get it, so I took it out, and it helped with other areas. Unfortunately, those areas don't fall within that category. I wish they were all one category, but they're not. If any of this makes sense, is there any questions? We good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions on the budget amendment? It's the same process as the budget. Basically, we have to hold a public hearing. Notice has to be put in the paper not less than 10, no more than 20 days ahead of time. Has to be posted on the website forever. You cannot take it off of there. I think there's some additional things, but that's pretty much sums it up. It wasn't a big budget amendment, but.
So what is the exact number?
The revenues was decreased by 132, and the expenditures were decreased by 53,143. And it's all because of the pickleball, if you see. The 150,000 we had transferred coming from local option. And that one is in the fiscal 26-27, because if you recall, the council did say, let's apply for a grant one more time.
Okay. Any questions? Okay.
Is there a motion to close the public hearing?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Furman.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried. And the resolution.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Next item is item number 13, resolution 2026-15, adopting the city budget amendment and certification for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2026. City of Bluegrass, Iowa, resolution 2026-15, a resolution approving a budget amendment for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2026. Whereas the Code of Iowa, Chapter 384, Section 16, requires that all cities prepare and adopt an annual budget of expenditures and receipts for at least the next fiscal year. And whereas the City Council held a public hearing on April 21st, 2025, and after receiving nor oral or written objections, and after much discussion and review, adopted the proposed budget and certification of the city's taxes for fiscal year beginning July 1, 2025, and ending June 30th, 2026, setting the City of Bluegrass property tax levy at 11.68661%, and whereas cities may amend their budgets as many times as necessary, however, the last date to amend the city budget is May 31st, as it allows time for a protest hearing to be held and decision rendered before June 30th, and the amendment must be prepared in the same manner as the original budget. And whereas the city clerk is required to publish the public hearing notice not less than 10 days, not more than 20 days before the hearing, including a summary of the proposed amendment, therefore the city clerk hereby certifies that the fiscal year 2025-2026 budget amendment was published in the Quad City Times on April 9th, 2026. And whereas the city council held a public hearing on April 20th, 2026 at 7 p.m., to amend its fiscal year 2025-2026 budget and to allow any resident or taxpayer to review and or comment on the proposed budget amendment as proposed amendment will not increase taxes. Now therefore be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Bluegrass, Iowa hereby adopts the amendment current budget for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2026 and authorizes the city clerk to certify the amendment to the Iowa Department of Management on or before May 31st, 2026, passed by the City Council of the City of Bluegrass, Iowa, this 20th day of April 2026, and approved and signed by the Mayor of the City of Bluegrass, Iowa, this 20th day of April 2026. Is there a motion to approve Resolution 2026-15?
I'll make that motion. I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Bowman?
Aye.
Block?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
And Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay, next item is item number 14, public hearing reference adoption of the fiscal year 2026-2027 budget, City of Bluegrass budget. Is there a motion to open the public hearing?
I make that motion.
Okay. Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Bowman?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Black?
Aye.
And Herman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried. Okay, in your packet, you have the very first notice here that says at the top, fiscal year, July 1st, 2026, June 30th, 2027, adoption, budget, and certification. This is the main page that shows you what we are levying. So for consolidated general fund taxes, the city will get $828,103. We're levying the additional insurance, which is $72,106. And then down below, you will see the FICA and IFRS, $109,768, and other employee benefits, $195,032. So the total amount we're going to get is $1,210,073 with a levy rate 11.78666. Basically, that's broken down through your seven programs and all your revenues. The total revenues that the city is going to get as far as the fiscal 27 with all the other additional revenues would come $2,927,731, and the total expenditures are $3,166,295.
Any questions?
Last year's rate was 11.68661, and this year it's 11.78666. But everybody's property taxes are actually going to go down because the residential rollback was lower this year. So that gives them more of a tax break. And we did find out, Mr. Herman found this out for me, as you recall, that senior citizens get the $6,500 discount, but you have to apply for it. And I showed them my training things that said it's automatic. You do not have to apply for it. So obviously the state and the auditor or the county are like, oh, no, you do have to apply for it. So Mr. Herman had to apply for it.
What did it say for the military one? Did it say that was automatic?
Well, I'm not even going
to
guess.
I had to go apply.
Go out? You did apply?
Yeah.
Okay, because if you go out in the account, because I did Mr. Wakefield's. I got on my phone, I looked up his property taxes, and it said right on there, $6,500. And you didn't apply for it, did you?
No.
No.
I had a tax guy.
But once you apply, you don't have to reapply.
What'd you say?
My tax man took care
of it. Okay. Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So you do have to apply for it if you're 65.
But only once, right?
Only once, correct,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Can you do that online, or do you have to go down? I did do it online.
I was going to say the homestead you can do online, but I don't know. I'm sure you can.
You can. I filled mine out. After Mike guided me to where I needed to go, I did mine online.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Now, it won't be on this year's thing, it won't be until next year's.
Right, right.
And you also have to do it before July
1st.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or else you'll have to wait.
So once if you find any more information, send it to me and I'll put it out there to let people know to go out there.
He's the one that helped guide us. So I mean,
okay, because I got a hold of the county after he did it. I'm like, wait a minute here.
That's their response from that.
Yeah, so I'm glad you found that out.
What it does is just basically lowers your taxable value.
Hey, you got to save money where you can when you get as old as us, okay?
That's right.
So it's
and Paul, you got
to
save
money. Look forward to a tax break.
It's between $200 and $250 a year, less.
But still,
all your taxes.
It's something.
You know, you're welcome. Bounce and then you turn around and raise the valuation anyway.
Yeah. There you go, there you Paul. Go. You're right.
So what you're telling me is stay working.
You're not 65 yet. You're still young. Enjoy it, Brad. You're still young.
It used to be $3,250 and it's $6,500 now. And the military was $4,000. I believe it's $7,000 now. And I'm worried on what they're doing in the House file right now because they're doing this 2% cap. It's like one shoe fits all. And all these larger cities, if you grow more than 2%, they're going to cut you off. It's right now, it's really big in with
What do you mean, cut you off?
So like they're only going to let you grow 2%.
Then you can't build any more or anything?
Your revenues are only going to grow 2%.
Your revenue's only going to grow.
Yeah, and these larger cities...
You can keep growing, but
you ain't going to get more revenue.
So, I know, and so there was, like here's some of the levies they did get rid of, which I'm so fortunate we don't have anything of these, but they had a levy, cities could levy for these. Instrumental vocal music groups, memorial buildings, symphony, orchestra, cultural and scientific facilities, county bridge, Mississippi or Missouri, I mean it goes on and on. They eliminated those because they want cities to say, hey, if you have an expenditure for a county bridge, that should fall within your budget. So they eliminated it. But if they eliminate these employee benefits levy, that's where we'll be hurting. And what's really sad...
How can they eliminate employees' benefits?
If they do, because they eliminated all these... They want cities to be held accountable for what you spend.
Correct.
They want it to be within your guidelines of what you get out of property taxes and other revenues. They don't want you to get an additional levy on the residents. They feel that's unfair. So what they're doing is they're getting rid of all these levies, saying, you want to spend this, then you take it out of your property tax revenue that you get in. And what's happening, you see all these pools are closing in these small towns. You see all these, it's the ripple effect. They're cutting services.
Well, Davenport's even closed.
They're cutting services because now they don't have the money to levy for these different things. So, yeah.
And that money that's levied, where does that come from?
So these were additional levies, and they cut them completely out.
Okay, the levies, where does that money come from?
From you.
Texas.
Okay.
From all the residents. The 810 is automatic through property taxes. We're asking for the additional to pay for those levy benefits. But if they ever cut that, you're going to see a reduction in staff. I mean, I don't know how else you can afford it. I don't know where the money would come from because you're talking 200 and...
So are you talking about their health insurance and all that?
Yes, that's
who would work for the city?
That's what we levy now. We levy $376,906.
Really?
So if they cut this levy out, then we got to find $376,000 out of this budget.
It's not a matter of who would work for the city. It's a matter of how would the city be able to afford to have someone work for them.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Right. It's
plus the workman compensation insurance and the health insurance.
Yeah.
You know, the insurance that's covered.
The little towns would go under.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
It'll be combined.
That's just like the state. We used to get
you're absolutely right. I mean, they're doing it. They're doing it in the fire side right now. They have a bill up in the House right now on the fire side that they want to do consolidated fire departments.
What?
Yes, absolutely.
So there'd be one fire department servicing like Walcott, Bluegrass, and Buffalo.
There'll be one centrally located fire department. And
but
then
they can't make it that quick to those spots.
That's correct. What their ultimate goal is to have one centrally located fire department, and then each of the fire departments that would border that or that would be part of that centrally located fire department would have a truck with minimal response, and it'd be an all-call.
So the state...
And that would save money?
Not as far as I can tell, but... Go ahead.
Okay, so the state's goal is to bring everybody back to the 810 maximum levy that was established back in 1975. They're trying to take control of what cities levy.
In 1975.
Then, in 2015, before that, we got 100% of industrial and commercial. Then the state says, you get 90%. We're taking the 10%. But we'll give you a seven-year rollback. We'll pay you back that amount in 7 years. Well, now we're in year 5, and now they can't pay us back.
Mm-hmm.
They can do what they like. It's unreal. If you ever get bored, you can read up on this, but...
Politicians.
It's bad. I mean, and they're not stopping.
And I can tell you that your senators do not want to discuss this. When you bring it up to them, they want to crawl under the table because they already know you got them. Because it is, you know, a town like ours is a lot different, but and I'm not picking on any town, but you talk about your smaller towns, and I'm just going to throw some out there: Maysville, Dixon, Donahue, New Liberty, all those towns that are just not as incorporated as what we are, not as much as what we have here,
they'll not survive.